The moment my feet hit the sand on the beach, ah, take me back. Take me back. Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Oh my gosh. I don't. Okay, I've been away. I've been away for a minute. I know. I've been away for a minute. I know you missed. It's been a long time. You missed this noisemaker. So welcome to another episode. My name is Alina Aiti, the host of this amazing podcast, and this is episode 165. And I'm coming to you exhausted but excited, tired but fulfilled. Because guess what? But if you follow me on Instagram, you already know what this episode is about. I just came from the best vacation ever. In fact, it was a girl's trip. It was my first girl's trip ever. I have never actually been to a girl's trip. Damn, y'all didn't tell me. They are so fun. In fact, they are therapeutic. In fact, I can confidently say they healed me mentally, physically. Like, I don't know. So actually, I just came from a vacation with my friend. Shout out to my friend. It was just a spontaneous trip. We actually hadn't planned it as much. We just planned it for like 2 weeks or three or more. Like, it was just 2 to 3 weeks. Like, we were chilling. Like, bruh, we need to take a fucking vacation. Because this life, no balance. This life is problems are always going to be there. So you better create time for happiness. Because, baby, problems are always gonna bring themselves. So if you don't create time for your own happiness, you're gonna regret it. So you just planned a spontaneous trip to Mombasa, and we were like, let's take a vacation to Mombasa. Actually, I've never been to Mombasa for a vacation. Let me tell you, the last time I was in Mombasa for the, not even a vacation the last time I was in Mombasa was 12 years ago, bro. 12 freaking years, and I live in Kenya. The last time was in 2014. Yeah, I remember very clearly. The last time I went to Mombasa was back in 2014, when I was still in high school, when I was still a form two. Yeah, I had gone for the music festivals, the national music festivals. Imagine, and I'm in Kenya. Imagine 12 years. And I was like, it's time, man. It's time for me to go. And just go for a vacation, because 12 years is a long time. I went as a fully developed adult, and bro, I had a time. I was like, I got back home yesterday, and I can't still believe I'm home. Any vacation wisha? Hey, vacation wisha. I feel like crying. Like, take me back, man. Take me back. I feel so bad that the vacation was over. I feel so bad that I'm back home, back to factory settings. Like, please. Why can't we just be on vacation daily? Why can't just life just be as simple as that? So, why am I rambling about this? Why am I rambling? Because I actually, let me tell you guys a fun fact. I carried this microphone to take it. I carried this microphone to my vacation. How silly of me, because I thought I was going to record content there. I was actually supposed to record some content, but who was I kidding? Because I had no time. I didn't even have time for this microphone. I didn't even have time to pick up the mic. It was bus stop, party, club. Hey, next stop bus. You see, you've seen that TikTok. Next stop bus. But like, it was shere. So, and that was what the vacation was about. So I'm happy to be back home safely, but I have a few things that I have to note, are things that came to light to me. Is that correct English? Things that came to light. Yeah, things that came to light when I was on vacation. I learned a lot of things about myself first, let alone people. I learned a lot of things about myself, because there was a TikTok actually that someone said, traveling weekends social roles and allows you to hear your own desires. Like when you travel, it opens your mind to new possibilities, because you're seeing things that you've never seen before. Like you've seen people, you're interacting with people like you've never met before. Honestly, I have to say this, I met the most kindest people while in Mombasa. Bruh, everywhere I went, even the first day we got there, first, let me tell you guys a story. Tuliacha on a train. Hey, bro, fuck is GR, man. I don't think I'm ever boarding that shit again. Fuck that shit. Man, they messed us up. We missed the train, and they didn't even, like, bother to give us a solution. I know we were late, but they should have, like, rescheduled us to the next train, the next day, or refunded our money. They refused to refund our money, and they refused to reschedule our train. So, they pissed us off, but we were like, nah, these motherfuckers are not going to spoil my vacation for me. They're not going to stop reggae. Nobody can stop reggae. So, we had to board a bus to Mombasa. Yeah, so that is what happened. And yeah, I was telling you guys how I met the most kindest people. Bruh. I met, like, everywhere I was going, people were just so kind to us. I remember we got there at 5 a.m. 4:35 a.m. And so we were going to sleep, and then there's this lady asking her for directions. And then, you know, in someone for directions, they just direct you, and then they go on their own way. This lady was so concerned about us, because I know she saw that you are, like, visitors, but she was so concerned. Imagine, after her giving us directions, she took us to where we're supposed to even panda the gari. We were supposed to alight that. We were supposed to, like, board that car. She took us there. She made sure, she waited for us to board the car, and then until we left. And she was like, Mkosa, hey, I met the most kindest people. Like, it challenged me. It challenged me to be more kind. Like, it showed me that, man, the world still has a lot of kind people. The world still has a lot of good people. So social media shouldn't lie to you. People love strangers out here. Kenyans love each other. Like, I met the most kindest people. Wherever we were visiting, people just kind to us. People are just kind. People are just ready to help. Even without asking, people are ready to help us. Oh, bless those people, man. Bless people. Those people. So, during this vacation, I feel like it healed something in me. When people say traveling is like therapy, they're not wrong. I experienced this firsthand. It healed. And then I'm even thinking, I'm sitting here thinking of it. I'm thinking of the moment my feet hit the sand on the beach. Ah, take me back. Take me back. Bro, that feeling when my feet, my bare feet, I was barefoot on the sand on the beach, and that feeling, it felt so, like, my soul was healed. I felt so free. I felt so happy. And then the ocean breeze was blowing my hair, and then I was in my swimming costume. I looked so sexy. My thighs are out. I was free, and then I was swimming. Oh, I need to live like that every day. It was so healing. Especially the ocean, there's something therapeutic, there's something healing about the ocean. I remember I even left that vacation, I was like, bruh, whatever happens, I must own a beach house. Because, man, there's something healing about being at the ocean. There's just something about the ocean. There's just something about the breeze, the air, the sandy beaches, the sunset. Oh, I got sunset. Oh, take me back. I got the most beautiful sunset. That day, when was that? I went to a place called Chuda. It's just in Mombasa. I went to a place called Chuda, and I got the sunset. I paddled a boat. never done that before. Alone, bro, I paddled a boat alone. Bruh, I need to work hard because I need to book a trip every month. Bruh, God, please. So, like I was saying, I've learned a lot of things. You know, when you travel, you learn a lot of things about yourself. Because traveling breaks the illusion that your current life is the only possible one. It makes you believe that things are possible. It makes you believe that things are possible. And it leaves you reflecting a lot about yourself. So I learned a lot about myself. I fell in love with my body again. I fell in love with my body again. I've never said that. But I did. I fell in love with my body again. You know, as girls, our bodies go through a lot. Our bodies go through a lot. So the times you like your body, you like yourself, you know, because we go through a lot of phases, the luteal phase, the I don't know what phase, the ovulation phase. There's a lot of phases we go through as women. So with these phases comes different, our bodies change with these different phases. So those are the times when I don't really like my body, like I don't really feel my body. Like that times, girls understand. That times when you don't love your body as much, but that times when you're so in love with yourself. So when I was on this trip, bro, I was on the road. I was like, I don't care. This is a new city. No one knows me in this city. I was just in shorts. I left all my mom jeans, all my trousers. I was in shorts. I was just wearing short things. Short skirts, mini skirts. I was in mini skirts and I was in shorts and short sundresses. And I felt so sexy. I loved myself. So when I was taking the pictures, when I was looking at my pictures, guys, check my Instagram. The content there is lit. My IG people are eating well, but I vlogged, so don't worry. The vlog is... I'm going to take my time to edit that vlog. It's going to be a bang. It's gonna be a banger because the last time I was on a vacation, I never vlogged. It was on my birthday, so this time I was like, "Yeah, I need to vlog." So I was saying, "What was I saying?" How I fell in love with my body, bro. Like I was looking at those pictures. I've always been, I don't know. Let me say this. Yeah, this is a safe space, right? I've always been insecure about my legs. I don't know where that came from, but it started like I don't know a few years ago. Like I don't know, I started being insecure about my legs, and I'm like now thinking, fuck you, why were you insecure about your legs? And at the time when I started being insecure about my legs, I stopped wearing long things. If you noticed, like I stopped wearing a lot of, that's why I put on a lot of jeans. I have a lot of trousers and I have a lot of jeans. So I stopped wearing short things because I was like really insecure about my legs. But bro, tell me why, when I went to this vacation, I was in mini skirts. I was in shorts, and then when I look at the pictures I took, I'm like, damn, girl, the legs are popping, the body is budding, like, oh, why? So I really fell in love with my body during this vacation. It opened a new perspective in me because I wore things that I've never worn before. Here in Nairobi, it's so cold. It's not on a normal day that you'll find me wearing a shirt going somewhere, even going out. I rarely do that. Maybe dresses, but not a shirt. But here I was like, I was so confident. I fell in love with myself, my body. I felt so beautiful. I felt so sexy. Oh, man, we need to be going on a vacation every day. Every day. Anyway, check my IG. Those pictures are boom. The content there is lady, and I've not even posted them all. I have like a catalog. I have a lot of things to post. Anyway, so I felt alive. I just felt alive. I didn't even want the vacation to end. I felt so alive. I felt like I was coming back to myself again. Do you get what I'm saying? I felt like I was coming back to myself again. So if you've been wanting to travel, if you there's a trip you've wanted to plan, like, things are not going as planned. Bro, take that trip, bro. Take that vacation. This life is one, bro. Life is one, and problems will always be there. So you need to make time for enjoyment. Stop being in survival mode for so long. You need a break. You need to catch a break. You're constantly working. Like, are you here to just work and pay bills? Honestly, we're not here to just... That's not what God created us to do. You need to travel, by the way. We all need to travel and see God's creation at its best. Like, I was there chilling at the beaches. I was like, bruh, Like, how did even God create all this nature? I was looking at, like, everything was so beautiful. The trees, the animals, I was like, so God created all these things. Like, in fact, the ocean, like, I don't even know. I don't even have words. So you can't be living on survival mode for every day. Rest isn't a reward. It's a necessity. Actually, I feel so rested now. I feel so well rested. I feel so rejuvenated. I feel so creative. I feel so alive. I feel like my mind has been unblocked. I feel so creative. I feel so alive. I feel so excited. I feel so healed. So rest isn't a reward. It's a necessity. It's a necessity. And freedom actually looks different when you experience it. I remember when I was on the vacation, I was just so free. I didn't have to worry about time. I didn't have to worry about deadlines. I didn't have to worry about anyone. I was just waking up. What are we eating? Where are we going? Pass. What are we drinking today? Where are we going? Like, what are we wearing? Where should we? Oh, I want to live like that every day. I was just waking up without pressure, having no idea to be, enjoying moments without thinking about productivity, without thinking about nothing, realizing that freedom is sometimes simply having the space to breathe. Freedom actually looks different when you experience it. We think that we are free. But are we really free? By the way, have you listened to the previous episode about freedom, about Kenya and the shenanigans? Because are we really free? Because when you experience freedom, it looks different. You know, you might think that, yeah, you have your safe job, you pay your bills on time. They're like, yeah, I'm free. Are you free? Are you free? That's why I said travel weakens social roles and allows you to hear your own desires. It allows you to hear your own desires. Meeting new people restored my faith in humanity. It restored my faith in humanity. Brah! I met the most kindest people. The kindness of the strangers. People who didn't even know me. I had conversations with strangers. Deep conversation. I met a lot of people. I was put on to some good music with my friends. I was put on to some good music that I can't stop listening to now, because different environments expose you to different energies, and that's something that you need to experience. I had conversations that reminded me there are still a lot of good people in the world. The excitement of experiencing somewhere unfamiliar, being somewhere different. I feel so inspired, honestly. I feel so inspired. And that's why it's important to experience life beyond your comfort zone. Live this routine life, going to work, paying your bills, blah, blah, blah. Leave that. Get out of your comfort zone. Actually, when people say get out of your comfort zone, they think, yeah, getting out of your comfort zone only means chasing your dreams. No, not tiring. No, getting out of your comfort zone can also look like experiencing things that are unfamiliar. Going to new places, traveling to new places, opening yourself to new experiences. That is living life beyond your comfort zone. It helps you look at yourself differently. Like now, I'm kind of looking at myself differently. I fell back in love with myself. I appreciate my body. I appreciate my life. I'm so grateful to God that I get to live this life. I get to take myself on a vacation. Letting go of insecurities, even if just for a while. That was an insecurity I had. Bro, I was insecure about my legs. What the fuck? How dare me? How dare me? I love my legs so much right now. I'm so in love with my body. I'm so in love with myself. I'm so obsessed with myself. What the hell? I saw myself. Traveling allows you to see yourself. So that's where I was at. I was out working. while someone was wondering, so where is this girl? Where she hasn't dropped a podcast for a minute. Where is she at? Where is she at? Yeah, I was out shaking my ass on a yacht. Unfortunately, I didn't get to go to the yacht. Why? I really wanted to shake my ass on a yacht. But I didn't get to go to the yacht. But I danced on the beach with strangers. I swam all my problems away. I paddled a boat. I caught sunsets. I ate different foods, Swahili cuisine that I had never tried. I tried new food. I did a lot of things. I shopped, bro. I went with a suitcase. My suitcase came back full with clothes. I didn't even have time to buy. I don't know what new mnazi. Papa Shanga. I was like, drip is forever, bro. I want things that will last me forever. So I remember when I was coming back home, I was reflecting a lot on my way back home. I learned so much about myself. And I want to be more spontaneous. Yeah. I want to believe. In fact, I believe that I deserve more good things like that, better things. I deserve. It's out there and I deserve them. I should be more intentional with my rest. That's something I also learned. I should be more intentional with my rest. It taught me a lot about friendships. Okay, this trip taught me a lot about friendships. Shout out to my friend, man, Celine. We took this trip with her. She's a good friend. I don't know if she's gonna listen to this, but the day you listen to this, just know that I appreciate you. You are a good friend. We showed up for each other. We were there for it was such a good trip. So yeah, that's all honestly. I just came here to update you guys on where I was at. And check that trip, man. It doesn't have to be expensive. You know, when you think about vacation, actually it was a vacation on a budget. I'm not like rich, bro. I'm not rich. This was a vacation on a budget. Like I told you guys, it is something we planned in two weeks. We planned it in 2 weeks and I had the most fun. Like, normalize cheap thrills. You don't have to spend a lot of money to just have fun, to make memories. I feel like nowadays, when it comes to social media has made us think that to have fun, we really have to splurge. To have fun, we really have to spend a lot of money. We really have to do book flights and go to Monaco. Bruh, start where you are. In fact, be a tourist in your own country, especially in our country, Kenya. Oh my God, there are a lot of beautiful places in Kenya. Bro, you can never even visit all of them in your entire life. You can never. There are a lot of beautiful places in Kenya. A lot of them that are just waiting for us to explore them. Not strangers, not foreigners exploring our own country for us. We need to explore our country. Before we start touring the world, let us tour Kenya. That's actually my. I still don't have the money to tour other countries, but for now, let me tour my country. Let me fall in love with my country. Let me know my country. Because there are a lot of nice people out there. And we have rich culture. We have nature. Kenya has beautiful places. So take that vacation. It doesn't have to be expensive. Like I said, normalize cheap thrills. Fun doesn't have to be all about finances, like about splurging. There are a lot of activities you can do to make memories, to make yourself feel young again, to reconnect with your inner child, to just heal yourself, to make yourself feel alive. Because, man, life can do things to you and make you forget to live, forget how to live. So don't be so hard on yourself. Make time for enjoyment. That's all I'm telling you guys today. Bruh, make time for enjoyment, man. You're not here to work and pay rent only. That's not what God brought us here to do. Spread your wings and fly. Spread your wings and fly, man. Anyway, that's all I came to say today on the pod. Spread your wings and fly. Go out there and see the world. Go out there and see the world. Come home to yourself. That's how this vacation felt like. It felt like me coming home to myself. It felt like me hugging myself. Me falling in love with myself again. That's what traveling, that's what it did to me. And I'm so happy I took that trip. No regrets. I'm like, when is my next vacation? Take me back. When is my next vacation? I remember I was in the beach and I was just listening. Oh, where were we? We were somewhere in Mtwapa. Actually visited a lot of places in Mombasa. I went to Mtwapa. I've never gone to Mtwapa. I went to Mtwapa. I went to Chuda. I went to Nyali. I went to Old Town Mombasa. Oh, Old Town Mombasa was amazing. Like we saw like old houses that were built before the pre-colonial period. Actually, I learned a lot of things about, I got a lot of culture shock in Mombasa. Mombasa is like so old. It's one, like Lamu, you know, Lamu is the oldest town in the world. Lamu is the oldest town in Kenya. And I think Mombasa comes close. Mombasa is like so old, even the buildings. The buildings are like, zile design za kitambo, it's so old. And I feel like they've it's a way of them preserving their culture, but also it's underdeveloped. Mombasa, there's no development in Mombasa as such compared to my town. Of course, Nairobi is the most developed, is the capital city, but comparing Mombasa to Kisumu, where I come from, Kisumu is actually more developed than Mombasa. Mombasa is, they're so conservative. They're the coastarians, they're like so conservative, and then like they're so like, so it's not, they've preserved the culture. I feel like if not for tourism, I don't know what Mombasa would look like, honestly, if not for tourism. Like, there are a lot of things that are so behind, but honestly, there are a lot of things actually are so beautiful about the place. That's why it's Mombasa Raha. So yeah, culture shock mingiri nipiga huko. So I visited a lot of places. I visited a lot of places, and I'm just so glad I did. I wish it was longer. I wish it was longer. But yeah, anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you want to be part of World Chance Workers to lead the series, you know what to do. Check the link on the description. Feel it. I'm going to get back to you. Anyway, let me go back to working. Damn. Kumbe vacation, Noisha.